Take a deep breath in. Just let it fill your lungs, every inch of space. And exhale slowly, releasing any tension you might be holding onto. We're all carrying something, aren't we? Thoughts swelling, worries tugging at the edges, maybe even a bit of self-criticism whispering in the background. That voice, that inner critic, it can be relentless, can it? But today, we're going to talk about something powerful, something transformative. Self-compassion. It's not about being easy on ourselves, about letting things slide. It's about understanding our own humanity, embracing our imperfections, and treating ourselves with the same kindness and care we would offer a dear friend. Imagine you have a friend who's going through a tough time. A setback at work, a relationship challenge, maybe even just a string of bad days. What do you do? You listen without judgment, offer words of encouragement, remind them of their strengths. You hold space for their feelings, knowing that pain is temporary and they will get through it. Now, ask yourself, are you extending the same kindness to yourself? We often forget that we deserve that same compassion, that gentle understanding. We beat ourselves up over mistakes, parade ourselves for perceived shortcomings, and fall prey to relentless in a monologue of negativity. But what if we shifted our perspective? What if we treated ourselves with the same love and forgiveness we so readily offer others? This isn't about denying reality or ignoring our flaws. It's about acknowledging them without harsh judgment, recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, that we're all learning and growing. It's about accepting our imperfections as part of what makes us human, unique, and beautiful. So, how do we cultivate this self-compassion? It starts with awareness. Pay attention to your inner voice. When you catch yourself being critical or negative, pause for a moment. Notice the thoughts, acknowledge the feelings, but don't let them control you. Then, gently offer yourself words of kindness and understanding. Instead of "I'm such a failure," try "this didn't go as planned, but I can learn from this." Take a few deep breaths. Breathe in the present moment, allowing your body to relax and release any tension. As you exhale, visualize releasing any self-criticism or negativity. Imagine yourself enveloped in a warm, comforting light, a feeling of love and acceptance surrounding you. Feel it flowing through your heart, your limbs, your entire being. Remember, self-compassion is not a weakness, it's a strength. It takes courage to be vulnerable, to acknowledge our pain, and to choose kindness over judgment. It's about recognizing that we are worthy of love and care, just as we are. Today, commit to treating yourself with the same compassion you would offer a beloved friend. Speak kindly to yourself, forgive your mistakes, and celebrate your strengths. Remember, you are enough exactly as you are. Carry this mantra with you today. I am worthy of love and kindness. I embrace my imperfections and treat myself with compassion. And let that inner light guide you. You've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.